Yes, you are losing in floor space.
I'll just get Justin come up here, and he can do all the heavy lifting.
Pop up here, it's like, trying to install some software. Yeah, we'll have to redo that, start over. At any rate, though, yeah, this should work fine for that. I'll send you some pictures of what I did. I took the one of the channel elements from the Master 2 and cleaned all the parts off, but I just used it as a carrier. Plugged it in on the receive side so I get my, ground, the voltage to run the thing, and your reference going out to the receiver goes there, and then I used a piece of like Teflon RG-174. Actually, I bought a couple of jumpers from on Amazon. They're SMA male to female, snipped it in half so that I can uncouple it. But then the transmit side, I'm just using ground in the center for the reference. Into the exciter, because in the Master 2, it actually, the keying voltage to turn the oscillator on is on that line. So I just strip it off, the DC off of the oscillator line into the base of a transistor. But it turned out sweet. Works really well. I mean, there's plenty of ways you could roll that and put that in, kind of limited by one's creativity.